Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number one rolls along here on a Tuesday. Coming up at 11, we'll have our top five primetime performers. It was a hard list to get here.
We had a lot of internal struggles.
It was a hard list. It's 2 weeks in, and already I'm like, oh boy, like who do we put to the honorable mentions? Who's left off entirely? I had a struggle last night into this morning. Monday night doubleheader though, Derek, last night. Real quick thoughts on this. I saw almost none of the Chargers-Raiders game. I saw about the first quarter, and I was like, I got to get up early. I'll check the box score later. Tampa-Houston was a ball. And it was not like an aesthetically great game. It was not two juggernauts going back-to-back.
It was drama-laden, though.
It was drama. Baker Mayfield, you thought initially, on the not the fourth-down scramble, but a scramble a little bit earlier in the game, you thought maybe he hurt himself. And he hurt his knee. Nope, he's just jawing at Gardner Johnson.
And of course, it's Gardner Johnson.
You know, watching both those defenses too, and the Bills play these teams back to back. I heard that on Howard Picks the Bills this morning. You know, I also kind of just remember that too. I'm like, oh yeah, they're going to play these teams back to back. That's fun. Both defenses are super fun. I mean, they just come at you in waves. In a certain extent, though, watching Houston, there is a little bit of like a, we're just throwing everything at you, and if it screws up, it screws up, but we've got talent to make up for it. Where Tampa, it felt much more deliberate in how they're doing things.
It is more methodical.
Yeah, and Baker Mayfield, outside of the big three in terms of watchability, like, yeah, Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, they're super watchable, they're super fun, and it's just kind of objective at this point. I don't know how you don't enjoy watching Baker Mayfield play football. And I appreciate him so much more now that he's not in Cleveland. And I can just, as an NFC quarterback, I can just watch him and love every second of it. Like, even my Texas bias is not getting me to hate Baker Mayfield. I thoroughly enjoy watching him play football. Is he perfect? No. I really enjoy watching him.
But Mayfield can deal. And that's the thing. He's also been very good over these last couple of years. And Tampa has recognized we do need to, in order to get the best out of him, supplement him with talent. And it's working. It's working. That's the thing. And then Baker sometimes does things, though, where
he gets a little loosey-goosey every now and
sometimes
then.
Sometimes he gets a little loosey-goosey, but then he makes plays where you're like, that's why Cleveland took him number one overall.
The fourth down scamper.
The fourth down
scamper. There's no reason he gets
fourth
that.
And 10, he gets 15 yards, escaping the pocket, running around, and is he perfect? No. You get him to his left, it's a little uncomfortable. Still. But if you give Baker time, or if you chase him out and he's rolling to the right, it's where he's at his most dangerous.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay said, nope, we're going to keep drafting him some talent. Here's Emeka Buka.
And I think that's the thing, too, is Tampa is so underrated in terms of the best-run organizations in the sport. Even when they got Brady, that was Peyton Manning going to Denver. He went to a ready-made roster that just needed a quarterback. Brady does the exact same thing with Tampa. And you've seen them continue to do that post-Brady. Have they gone to another Super Bowl? No. And look, they lost to Jaden Daniels last year in the playoffs, but the year prior, they beat the Eagles. And this year already, they're off to a hot start of maybe, winning their sixth straight NFC South title? You know, they beat Atlanta week one. It's great. And they're off to the races. Baker has fully flourished into this 4,500-yard passer. Now, I mean, with Cleveland, it was actually you don't want him to pass the ball too much. We want to keep his passing attempts low. Tampa's like, screw that. Why? Why would we do that? He's one of the better passers in football. And it works for them, and you're right. Like, they just bring in more talent. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin get older. Cool. Mecca Ibuka, welcome to the show. Ryan Miller, we're going to bring him in. Kate Otten, we're going to bring him in. Bucky Irving. Bucky Irving is a joy to watch as well. It's just they're chock full of talent. They're not going to be, I think, a 14-win team, but I don't think anyone would be stunned if Tampa Bay wins 12 games and they're in the NFC Championship. I don't think anyone would be surprised by that.
And the thing is, oddly enough, like I didn't realize this, that until he got to Tampa, he had yet thrown for 4,000 yards in his career. So Tampa does, in addition to getting him on the cheap initially, they unlock him.
Mm-hmm.
This year looks like more of the same. And again, playing through that shoulder injury in 2022 was the end of Baker Mayfield with the Cleveland Browns. And it is a shame because he is talented enough. Like, you don't get taken first overall for no reason. And Mayfield, in that quarterback class, no less, also has the intensity that not many under center can match.
No, I was talking to people on Twitter last night, and the best way I can describe it, well, and this listener also was like, you know, he's always had that swagger about him that is really alluring, and it is. I put it this way. Yeah, he's always given off the vibe that he could go 12 rounds with Satan and on his day could beat him. Like, he's always given off that vibe, that he has just this unrelenting confidence in himself. And I think, though, the end of his time in Cleveland maybe cracked that facade a little bit. Now in Tampa, no. It's all the way back. He's a joy to watch. And I like that he's in the NFC because I can fully appreciate it. I'm not sitting here, like, you know, looking in the rearview mirror going, oh, hell.
God,
like,
could you imagine if he was still in Cleveland?
Right. There's a fourth one now. You know, C.J. Stroud, we've already kind of gone through that, although it's been a little while since his all-time rookie
year. His shine has diminished.
But, I mean, yeah, could you imagine Baker's in Cleveland and they're still cooking and that went okay and now they've unlocked it? Yeah, I can fully appreciate them over in the NFC with a Tampa team that I really enjoy watching as a neutral fan. 803-0550, the number to call. Speaking of Florida teams, Dolphins week for the Bills. The rivalry, where do you sit with it after years of dominance for the Bills here? They're 10-1 in the 2020s against this Dolphins team. Mike McDaniel may be coaching his last game for the Dolphins, especially with them having a little bit of a stretch here before their week four matchup against the New York Jets. We'll go back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the phones here. Tim is with us next up. Tim, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I appreciate you, as always, having me on. I just wanted to call because the previous caller talked about, you know, the rivalry from the 70s, and I'm on the opposite side of that coin. I'm a Bills fan since early 2000s, born in 93, so I didn't live through any of that back trauma. But, man, my Dolphins hatred is still the same. I just, for whatever it is, the coach with his stupid T-shirts, you know, putting his hand up as a Dolphin, saying, you know, wish it was colder, to their fans basically having us blame the sun for the reason we lost, all that stuff. I really think the common denominator of my hatred is because of the social media era.
Oh, yeah.
Because I go through my Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, and all I have is like 30 bookmarks every single year just ready to fire off. Because every single time you hear a Dolphins fan open their mouth, it's like when they draft like guys like Channing Tindall, and they say, oh, this is the Josh Allen stopper or whatever, and it just blows up in their face, and I could not be happier. So long story short, I will be absolutely hate-watching on Thursday. I will be front row to the funeral, dressed better than the previous caller. I promise you that. And then lastly, I do want to say, though, I don't think that McDaniel will get fired on Thursday, no matter how it goes, because in his defense, isn't a better test of when you actually fire someone maybe the next week against the Jets? Because if we're just being honest, like 12 points doesn't even seem like enough for the Bills to cover. And, you know, I think they're going to get blown out, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Isn't the following week with the Jets a better actual test? Like if they drop that one, then you got to fire them, right?
Yeah, Tim, I like that point there. I do want to get to your social media point, though, because I think that is something to bring up there. But in terms of McDaniel, the reason I look at it, and this is also kind of right to it, is that it's a primetime game. The vibes are already low. You're 0-2. And you mentioned the spread there. It might even go higher for the Bills. It's right now, the last I checked, 12.5. It could go higher. And if you're embarrassed on the national broadcast, if you don't even look competitive against your biggest rival and the team that you were chasing during this coach's entire tenure, that's where I think it's just, okay, yeah, it is time to pull the plug. You've got time before the Dolphins game. With that being said, though, Dolphins is a Monday night game. It's also a primetime game. And let's say Jets are fine week three, whatever. They maybe even lose themselves. It's 2-0-3 teams. But Justin Fields looks like he did week one, and right, the Jets win that. And McDaniel's still there. I think that's right. I think really the next 2 weeks, I think one of these weeks he's getting fired.
You've looked at it, though, on the practical standpoint of there's 11 days to the next game, which makes the most sense in this. I also look at it as Chris Greer has already had to fight to keep his job in a power struggle with Brian Flores. I would imagine he pulls shenanigans early to do so. You get embarrassed the first time on national television, try to get rid of him, see if you can at least look better against the Jets and go, see, it was a McDaniel problem.
I wonder if they're tied at the hip now, though, where this is Ross going, you're both gone. And we're going to start over.
And again,
kick the can down for this season. We're 0-3, 0-4.
If I'm looking out for my own job,
right,
and there's someone dangling on the rope underneath me and I have a chance to cut it, you think Chris Greer's not cutting the rope?
No, I mean, like, yeah, you're right. Like, this is where, like, the politics come in for in sports organizations. And for many aspects, the GM is sort of the face of the organization in terms of internally. Like, they're kind of the boss. They kind of, you know, they push all the buttons. They make sure, you know, the machine keeps moving. And Greer's been there longer than McDaniel. And you mentioned, like, this would be his fourth coaching change since he's been there.
Right.
I look at it in the practical sense. I could absolutely see this too. Like, they could get blown out and maybe McDaniel stays in the Jets game, especially because that one's at home. If you get blown out there for Monday Night Football, you get the boos. That could absolutely be kind of like, okay, enough is enough. I also look at it too. Really, for me, I think this is it for McDaniel. I do think he is gone before the end of the year. In part two, I can't see him being the head coach if they're this bad, if it continues. Week 11, when they're in Spain, where it's, again, national broadcast, everyone's watching you. How bad is this going to be again?
Oh, God.
I can't really – there's a few spots here with the Dolphins. And in part, it's because of what the vibes came into the season like. It's a lot like Bill O'Brien a number of years ago when he got fired from Houston Texans early in that season. But the vibes going into that year were already really low. And I think he made it like 3 weeks before he was axed.
Yep. This would technically be 3 weeks.
And so that's where I could really see it. Has it all been McDaniel's fault? No. And I think both of us have agreed. You could argue, and don't get me wrong, I think the shine on McDaniel is really worn off. I think he needs to go back to being a coordinator and really hunker down, because from what I see, again, this outside looking in, I don't think he connects with NFL players at all, outside of he's very smart offensively and knows what he's doing as a coordinator. But I think as a head coach, he really loses it quite quickly.
Yeah.
But a lot of the problems have actually been roster construction. And they're a soft football team. They're a soft football team. They don't like playing in cold weather. Without it, they can't run their offense. They've got guys that would much rather, it seems like, enjoy the Miami lifestyle than rather be NFL football players. And that falls on Chris Greer. And so that's where I also do think they're tied at the hip, because at this point it's just not working. And it's not going to start working. That's maybe the worst part if you're a Dolphins fan, is if they do keep going down this road, you're just wasting everyone's time. 803-0550, the number to call. Sal Capaccio joining the show at 11:30 as the Bills will be back on the practice field today. We haven't even mentioned some of the Bills' injuries. We'll do that when we come back. We're also taking your calls, 803-0550, the number, if you want to join the show. Give your thoughts on the Bills-Dolphins rivalry. Where do you sit with it? Is this rivalry losing its luster? Or, regardless of what age group you're sitting in, with both Izzy and our last caller there, doesn't matter, baby. The hate runs deep. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.